Shir Nun and Ksuvos Yud Dalet Shvat Hitoshim Mem Beis, February 7, 1981 on Sunday.
There is one thing that I would like to discuss. The Chaim was accustomed that whenever he recited the Tfilat HaSeirasim or the Tfilat HaSeirasim, so he himself used to drink from the cup. And why? I mean, no one does it, but it involves Yishayim Bochel Atov. Because Dalochim means that by Birkas HaMitzvahs, so even Yotzo is made on the Tikkinish. Because Kol Yisrael Arim is always there. So if somebody, let's say, made Kiddush in the interim, then he comes to the house, and so he can say the Kiddush again to be made to his wife. Or his children, I mean. Why? Because even though he was late, so he still considered Mechuyah Bidot, because Kol Yisrael Arim is always there. So that's only by Birkas HaMitzvahs, Kiddush. Mashiach came in Abu Birkas HaNeni, so if, let's say, Reuben has to recite the Birkas HaNeni for himself, because he has to drink it, he has to drink. And he's made to Shimon also, then he can be made to Shimon. But suppose Reuben is not drinking, Reuben does not intend to eat, but Shimon wants to eat. So Reuben cannot recite the Brocha to be made to Shimon, because there is no hours with Abu Birkas HaNeni, because there is no chiyuv. There is no chiyuv for him to eat. Of course, if he drinks, he has to say a bracha. But it's not a must. He can refrain from eating altogether. So maybe with Gabi Birkas HaNeni, there is no hour. With Gabi Birkas HaMitzvah, there is hour. So even Yotzo is made. So the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah that of this, that with Gabi Birkas HaNeni, there is no hour. So if Yotzo is made, but there are two exceptions. Kiddush Hayei, and Amitzalach in Oretz and Matzeh Pesach Nah. So in other words, suppose, let's say, he already was Mikayim, because that is Matzeh. He already ate. And then he comes home, his wife, and she is also Mechiyavis in Matzeh, even though it's Mangon. So she was not Mikayim the Mitzvah. So the husband can say the Broche of Hashem Jason to one of Achilas Matzo, and also Hamiti Lachim Noretz, and the Meiti the wife. Meiti the wife. Even though Meiti Lachim Noretz is the Birkas HaNeni, but since she's Mechuyebes to eat the Matzah, she cannot avoid it, she cannot avoid eating it. So, Mimele, the same Aloche of Alves that applies to the Broche of Achilas Matzo applies to Hamiti Lachim Noretz. And the same thing is true of the Agefen with Gabi Kiddush Hayei. So suppose the husband was already Yetzin with Kiddush, but the wife was not Yetzin with Kiddush, so he can say the Kiddush all over again, and not only say the Birkas HaKiddush, but even Birkas Agefen, which is the Birkas HaNeni, he can also say. So these are the two exceptions that we say Yotzin with Kiddush. But in respect to any other Birkas HaNeni, so if he doesn't have, if he is not Mechuyev in the Broche for himself, he cannot say it to be made to somebody else. And if he does, it's a Broche Latov. So the question is, now, how is it that all the Rabbonim throughout the world, and not only today, I mean even the previous generations, so they were accustomed when a Rav was the Sadat Dushin, or he said the Birkas Nisuin, so he said the Birkas Priyagote, and the course, and then he gave the chosen and the kallah to drink from the course. But Birkas is a Birkas HaNeni, and if he doesn't drink himself, so he's not the chuyev in the broche of Birkas HaNeni of Birkas HaGefen. How can he say it to be made to the chosen and the kallah? So because of that, Chaim was accustomed, my father the same way, at every wedding, so they drank from the course. So either he had a little cup and he poured off the little cup, or he just poured in his hand and he drank a few drops of the cup. So maybe it's not the Brocha Batole, because it doesn't matter how much you drink, even if you drink a few drops, so you are ready to have to say a Brocha. Now, but no one does it. Even the previous generation, the Rabbonim didn't do it. The question is, it seems like a portion, that since the Birkas HaNeni, so it's a Brocha Batole, if he himself doesn't have to say the bracha for himself. Now, in the Chumash Adin, there is two days. There is a machlekes adin between Rav Tzodik Goyen and Rav Kehen, Rav Kehen Tzodik Goyen. Rav Tzodik Goyen and Rav Kehen Tzodik Goyen. It's not the same. One is Rav Tzodik Goyen and the other one is Rav Kehen Tzodik Goyen. So Rav Tzodik HaKoyen said in the Jewish again that regarding Birkas Hiras no Birkas Nisuni. So if the chosn and the kala, well, the minig is mentioned that the chosn and the kala should bring from the chosn. That minig is mentioned by giving to him. But after the Goyim says that if that the one who recites the Birkas Hiras no Birkas Nisuni, if he doesn't drink himself, so it's a bracha lato. Because Birkas Hanemi, so we don't say Yotza Meiti in Birkas Hanemi. And this is only two Birkas Hanemi. Kiddush HaYeim and Birkas Amitzu Lachinor, it's a Matzeh Pesach night. But not this, so maybe it's a bracha lato. Kakein Tzedekoyen says, no, that even if, even though the proper thing is that the Mevorech should be, for the bracha lato it is, even though he doesn't. It's a bracha lato. The Pnei Yeshua in the Kuntres Achrei Nam Ksuves, so he makes a distinction between Birkas Hiresen and Birkas Nisun. Der Loschen Rambam in der Gimmel Milchassische ist Alocha von Dauer in der Spar. Kinsa Pivot. Wo hatu Adishem el Kinu Melacholo, Asha Kimishon in Mitzvisa, wie Idolono in Arayis, wie Osalono es Arusei, wie Italono es Amsuri, wie Saudi Chupo, wie Kiddushi, wo hatu Adishem in Kadish Yisrael. Zui Bir Kassiras. Wie Noa Bu Oom, Lehazdi, Broche Tu Al Kimishon Yayin Shal Shefa. So Loschen Rambam is wie Noa Bu Oom. Na Roi Kitznat Mitzaradi. It's a minigong. That's what Gabi has. With Gabi Birkas Nisuin, so he says, in Perichut Nuchatzishet Aloche Gimu, Vitzorek Uvorek Birkas Fasani, Vizachos, Kilema Nisuin, Vein Sheish Brochez Vere. Alright. Then he says, Aloche Dalet, Vin Yishom Yayin, maybe Kesha Yayin, Umivorech Ala Yayin Tzchilo, Umisadra Shilo Akeis. Here he doesn't say Yoha Goron, but he says, Vin Yishom Yayin, maybe Kesha Yayin, Vorech Ala Yayin Tzchilo. So, even though I mean there is no Mokeya for Kos in Birkas Heres in the moment, nor is there a Mokeya for Birkas Nisuin, but the Yeshua in Kuntas Achrei, he says, the thing we got to be a serious. In view of the fact that the Rambam says, we know I go on the house here, broche to our king, shall yai, we shall shake her, that means it's only a minute. It's not a day, it's a minute. Mashiach came with Yavin Nisuyin, he says, we hear shall yai, milk, he shall yai, so it's a day. So Mary says, Birkas Nisuyin, so even if the Misabe, the one who says the Birkas Nisuyin, doesn't drink from the course, just the chosn and the kala drink from the course of Nisuyin, so it's not a bracha lato, because it has the same din like Kiddush HaYeh. Since it's a din, it's not a minute, so it's like Kiddush HaYeh. Why does the Gemara say Kiddush HaYeh? So even the bracha there, they are getting, so we say Yotza Meitzi. Because since it's a din, you are the choyev to eat matzah, and you are the choyev to say, you are the choyev to make Kiddush, and you are the choyev to say Berakri Agefen on the Kesha Kiddush. By matzah, since you are mechuyev to eat matzah, and you cannot eat matzah without making the broche of Mitzvah Nioret, you cannot avoid the broche of Mitzvah Nioret, so it's like Kiddush HaYeim and Mitzvah Nioret a matzah. So we say, you're so late. Mashem came, Birkas Hiras, it's not a din, it's only a minute. So we may have, it has the same status like any other Birkas Hanen. So the male, if he doesn't drink, so it's a bottle of wine. That's what the kumfasachin of the Finnish word. Anyway, I think, so in other words, so it's for hochel beyamushet, even though, I mean, that Chaim had the practice of drinking from the course, and other gdelim, I mean, in the previous door, did not have the practice, but we see that it's for hochel beyamushet. We see it's in machleket between Rav Tzodigoyen and Rav Chaim Tzodigoyen. And we see that the Yeshua, in the Sachin discusses it, he makes a distinction between the Kasidus and the Kasidusim, which is a strange distinction. It's true that the Rambam says, Noah Gohom, the Hasbir Akeis, and Rigabin, the Kasidusim, he doesn't say Noah Gohom. But why should we say that the Kasidusim, there is a deen, and the Kasidusim is no deen? Meirat didn't say, if it's a deen, so the Gemara should mention it. The Gemara doesn't mention it. Daily Gabi Birkasiris, daily Gabi Birkasiris, daily Gabi Birkasiris. It is mentioned, Misachasifrin. Alright, so Misachasifrin is mentioned, we Gabi Birkasiris also. But in Gimore, in our Shas, it's not mentioned. Misachasifrin, so Rishim say that it wasn't by Rabin and Ravashi. That was the early game, was Misadeya, Misachasifrin. Alright, so why should we say that? The Birkas Eiris is on the middle end, and the Birkas Nisuin is a deep. Just because the Rambam says, no, I go on with the Birkas Eiris, and he doesn't say it, we got the Birkas Nisuin, maybe it is the same thing. In Yeshua, of course, is the Rambam, of course, because of the no, I go on, but he just mentioned it. We got the Birkas Eiris, because that he discussed first, at the beginning of the Birkas Eiris, in Perikim of the Birkas Eiris, and this Birkas Nisuin he discusses in Perikim, so in the melee, he will ask, anyway, that the Yeshua assumes that Birkas Eiris requires course only mitzadine, and Birkas Nisuin requires course mitzadine. But there is no mokir in Gemara for the distinction between Kris Eiris and Kris Nisuin. But I think that it's told in a certain suffix by the Yosef in Ilchas Mila. Now, in Ilchas Mila, so the Torah mentions that at the breeze, right after the breeze, so someone has to say the bracha shakila shidit mitzvetem v'chei tisher yisom, and he should do it ala kos. That again is only minhag. I mean, the Gemara doesn't say in Shabbos. The Gemara says in Shabbos that you have to be mivorech as the bracha shakila shidit mitzvetem, but the Gemara doesn't say in Shabbos that it has to be recited over a kos. That's a minhag. It's like the koseiras. So the Beis Yosef in Siman Reis Tamachay, he says like this. Kosav Hakov Beisekim. So at the end, you couldn't miss noticing that when the posse come, wherever Alayach Berich and possessed with the Mayach, or even along with the Mayach Hayi, then the Mahayi is recited, so then the male takes a piece of kapi and he dips it in the cross of Yahi, and then he gives it to the Tinik, to the Rahanim, to take. So if Kosova called it, Beisitimo, Shematinim Litinik, Sentrim Shalitim Hamir, Avonishadrim Leimatinik. So the Kobe says that Sentrim Shalitim Hamir, Avonishadrim Leimatinik. We send it, the mayor, apparently, you see, the meaning in those days was that the mayor himself decided it. The mayor himself recited the Koran. So he says, the Kobe shall be to my mayor. The minig is, we are saying, not that minig that, but shall be to my mayor, they rely upon no timid by the mayor, as on the shattering way nothing. The mother of the timid should drink from the Koran. The gamba lead of us, after that, the minig and volley so she came, and we had the Efsha. And we had the Efsha, Yavin on the Yuke. The Rita may be not. So the Rita says it may be a big achilish. In other words, that you can just give the tinnik himself to be taken. Not even the mother, the tinnik himself, and it's all right. They even I will go. That's the problem. The Rita shetimas anime in mitiose in the brochel baton. Kibin the lav vachinube o klav. Vachinu mid rabon. So, he's chemical there. The Balitha is very strange. In other words, he says that it's all right if the male, the one who recites the bracha, doesn't feel like tasting the wine. It's not good for it. So it's all right even if the mother of the tinnik doesn't taste the wine. But who tastes the wine? The tinnik himself. So that is also a rule. So this Yosef says, no, shetina is san nimoy, in mitziosim in bracha levatole, kibidol ba'abdech in yudu yuklau. First of all, the tinnik is not mechuyev in bracha. And even if he had been mechuyev, suppose he had been mechuyev, he's not shemeya, I mean, when a tinnik is 8 days old, and 8 days old tinnik, so can you say shemeya kele? He's not even shemeya. He doesn't know what it means, I mean. Let's say that he shemeya, he hears certain sounds, but this, he doesn't distinguish that sound from any other sound, assuming that he hears. So he doesn't identify, he doesn't distinguish that sound from any other sound. So how can it be made to me the bracha latore? So the barito is right. And he says, kibud l'avach yubi eklam, v'afilo midrabon, utim aserein, im sholah. So he says, one thing is clear, that if no one but a tinnik is taken from the course, so then the bracha by the male is the bracha latore, pure tinnik. But how is it if the mother of the tinnik, she hears the bracha by the male, and she has kavanah to the yetze, and she drinks from it, so then he has a son. Utima say, im shomo ha bracha v'lo yifsiko, bim bracha litimo, efshe adinatke bivirkas amvon. Efshe, in other words, he has a son. Ad agav di birkas anemini, and by birkas anemini, so we don't say yotza meitzi, so there is no halacha of harvest, kidin di miskino, so efshe, there is a possibility, kidin di miskino, birkas asha kidin shalakos, havelei ki kise ki kase di vjushe, vabdaute, the Meitzi Achir in Birkas Hayoyim Gamki. What do you mean, Kibbe Miskino? Miskino, there's Gemara mentioned. Gemara doesn't mention it as a Birakos, but that's the Minech. There's the Minech called Yisrael. And that Minech was instituted not by a Gentil. I mean, that Minech was instituted by Dei Yisrael, by Chavri Yisrael. So the Mele, since it's a Minech Yisrael, to say the Broche Alakos, so Mele has the same din kikase di dvushe v'avdaute. Di meitzi acher in mevi kase yayin gamki. Avo in moishom avro, o yifsiko bin brocha vitimo, vadai ben kimoso meitzi ose mevi brocha vato. So it's a double question. If the mother hears the brocha and she has come on it to be eight in the brocha, then he has a sofit. And what's a sofit? One alternative is, that since it's a minhag Yisrael to say it ala kos, so Mele has the same status as the kos of Kiddush, we say Yotzim, 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 it has the same status as Achilas Matzo, so we say Yotzim, Yotzim, even though Reu Tzidin and here it's a minhag, and the other alternative is not, Reu Tzidin, but here it's only a minhag. So Mele, we should have the status of a regular Birkas Hanani. So we do not say Yotzim, Yotzim. So in other words, so the Mishim Sofit, the same Sofit that the Beis Yosef expresses in regard to the Brochel Dere Kriya Gefen, whether it's a Brochel Latore, if the Mivorech is not there, so there is one possibility, there is one alternative, that it's not a Brochel Latore. Why? Because the Minig is to be Brochel Latore. So according to that alternative, the same thing would be true of the Beis Yosef, according to the other alternative. So if here it's a Brochel Latore, if the Mivorech is not, it does not drink, does not taste, so by Birkas Yosef, it's also Brocha Latore. And that's really the machlokes between Rav Tzadi Goyim and Rav Kain Tzedekon. Rav Kain Tzedekon. So, in other words, so the proper thing is to be taken from the cost. In order not to involve oneself in a Sofik Brocha Latore. All right. Now we can start the Sugya. That's it. Omer Rav Elozer. ואין מר פסח פסוח מוצוסי נמון לישראל. Now let's see the Rashi. ואין מר פסח פסוח מוצוסי ותאי סתומים אלה כגי שהיא משפחת דוקטי שאין להם דמסולים כדי כמון so there are certain women, certain משפחת who have no דמסול. אוי שנבדו ממנו מפו ולא יודע אם הוא יודע ממה אבל זו יסברו לו Shepesach Poshuach Motzah. In other words, here, Tesis mentions the Machlekes. Tesis discusses the Machlekes between the Rach and Rashi. Now, that seems to be a question of Mitzvah. So, I mean, it appears strange. How is it that there should be a Machlekes Hashem? I mean, the matter of Mitzvah. I don't want to discuss it now, because when we go over the Tesis, probably next time, so we'll discuss it. But right now, I don't want to discuss it. But anyway, there is a machlekes between Rashi and the Rambam. And the Rambam Shite happens to be like Rashi Shite. According now, the Gemara, there is a Gemara that one involved, that by Bekeres, there is no time of truth. But by now also, there are two times of truth. One time of truth is time of truth. Let's say, if he comes to Bezen and he says that in the Bilas Mitzvah, in the Bilas Rishenu, he didn't see any time. That's one time. And the other time is Pesach Poshuach Mitzvah, because by Yipsulo, so there should be Pesach Dochuk, Pesach Sosuk, not the Pesach Poshuach. So if he finds a Pesach Poshuach, so that's a raya, that she was not Yipsulo. So the Gemara says that one of all, that by Bekeres, even though she is Yipsulo, so there is no time Yipsulo. So there is a Machlekes. There is a machlekes between Rashi and the Rambam on one hand, and the Rach on the other hand. So, there are two Yosoyes in the Gemara there, that one of them. Now, we can't go over the Gemara now, but next time we'll go over the Gemara and we'll go over the cases. So, according to Rashi, by Bekeres, the least time is done. Because the Bekeres also has done it. In the first being, should have done down, coming out the first being. So, when the Gemara says that by Bekeres there is no Tainus Tzurim, it has reference to Tainus Pesach Poshuach. The Rach, and this the Rambam Shite also like Rashi, the Rach Shite is just the reverse of Rashi and the Rambam Shite. That when the Gemara says that by Bekeres one Tainus there is, one Tainus there is, so it means time is done in the reason. Because a Bekeres, even though she's a psula, so not always is the Rach. I mean, the Rach is made there, that sometimes by a Bekeres, when the after the Bila Rishenu, there is that. But not always. Mashiach, in time is Pesach Pesuach, there is by Bekeres. Now, Rashi Mishitose, because Rashi Mishitose is that one of war, so Rashi has a strong Kashi. Here he says, "Oi, na Pesach Poshuach Matzosi, nemole Yisrael." Now, what is the Shaila? Why shouldn't it be nemole Yisrael? Because we could say the contrary. We could say, and there is one Mandoma who says, we got in Bocher, one who was not married before, that he is not in a position even to determine whether there is a Pesach Poshuach or not a Pesach Poshuach. Only if he was married before. But if he is not married, not. So the name Rebbe Lozo, he holds a Tivnei Bocha, so he's in a position to determine as whether he found the Pesach Pesuach or he found the Pesach Soso. So that's the Chiddush of Rav Lezer. Ha'ina Pesach Pesuach Matzasi, never lays all of even if he's in Bocha, not only if he's in Oso. So the question is, this whole discussion as to whether a Bocha can determine whether he found the Pesach Pesuach or not. That's only Shayach with Gabe Pesach Pesuach. But with Gabe Domims, of course, anybody can determine as to whether he found Dam or he didn't find Dam. So, why does Rav Lezer say, never lay Yisrael off, not never lay Yisrael off. Monev Sheach, let him see whether he found Dam or he didn't find Dam. So, according to the Rach, there wouldn't be a cash. Because according to the Rach, so a Bekeres does not have time with Domi, but Pesach Pesuach she has. So the Meir and Lezer has referenced the Bekeres. So maybe it's not Shayach to determine that on the basis of yes, Dam or no, Dam. Because a Bekeres does not have Dam anyway. But Rashi Mishitose that the Bekeres also has time with Domi, but the Bekeres does not have time with Pesach Pesuach. So obviously, Rebbe Lezer is referenced to Inaro, not the Bekeres. Not the Bekeres, because the Bekeres, there is no Tanis Pesach Pesuach. Because in every day dress, he could find the Kasapusua, even though she was not in love before. So the Meza obviously must have reference to a Navo, not to a day dress. Now a Navo always has two simonim at the Biyom Sheino. One simen is Pesach Sosu, and the other simen is Dav. So the Meza, why does he have to discuss whether he's comle or loy comle? He can determine that on the basis of his dam or no dam. That's the kash of the Bava kash. So according to the Rach, there is no kash. So we can apply it to Beitres. But according to Rashi, we cannot apply it to Beitres, because on the contrary, by Beitres, there is no time of Pesach Usrach. Only dam. So the Blessed talks about the time of Pesach Usrach. So obviously it's referenced to Inaro, not to Beitres. So the question is, why can't we verify it on the basis of the fact as to whether there was dam or there was no dam? So it's the Kashis, he's the Teres, the time is done anyway. He gave Shimon Mishlachat Bukal. Shein Lev Dam Sum, Tilly Kama. Oy Shein Lev Dun Menu Mapo. Vilu Yodan, he wasn't able to look at it. It got lost. So he wasn't even able to examine the Mapo. Vilu Yodan, Yim Hoyo Dam Uma. Avo Zoy Zkuma Loi, She Pesach Pesach Mos. So Nemo Leis Hol, Sabat Zachilesh. The Apal Pini, Shein Hadolor Hazeh, Yochem Yisbarer. So Rashi, you see, explains it now according to what the Gemara says, because we cannot say that Rav Lezer is advising us of the Aloha of Shavu Nachshu Tichu Yisroel. The Aloha of Shavu Nachshu Tichu Yisroel is no big chidesh. I mean, that is a Mishnah Mefereshes, the Aloha of Shavu Nachshu Tichu Yisroel. So what kind of a chidesh does he tell us? So what kind of a chidesh does Rav Lezer tell us? The answer is no, we could argue with Rav Lezer, and we could say, true that there is Aloha of Shavu Nachshu Tichu Yisroel. So if the husband will come to Bezin and will say, I was an eyewitness that my wife committed adultery, so there, even though we cannot be the higher of anyone on the basis of the testimony by a husband, he's not even in Yahud. So, but, and in Yahud is not even either, but there is a lot of Shavuot Nafshei Tichu Yisroel. If a person comes and says that this tichet that is lying on this table is higher, so there can be 100 people who testify it's not there. But if he says he's convinced, he knows that it is chilek, so relative to himself, so he has no money. And we can't let him eat of that chatir. So remember, what kind of a chidesh? That's a mission for ashes of Shabbat Shabbat. So what kind of a chidesh does Rav Lezer tell us? But there is a big chidesh in Rav Lezer, because we could say, in the case of Oilak, if the husband would say that he saw that his wife was misunderstood, then he has to divorce her. Because Shabbat Rashi Tehran Yisurek. Because this is something that he couldn't make a mistake. Masha'il came if he says, Pesach Pesach Mitzasi, and let's say, and if he divorced her, so he could say that he's not in a position to be sure that Pesach Pesach Mitzasi. Maybe he's making a mistake. So in Meile, since so that means that his time is not a time of bruva. It's not a time of bori. So maybe if it's not a time of bori, so we couldn't apply the aloha of Shavu Nafshei Tichu Yisroel. Shavu Nafshei Tichu Yisroel, we only apply if the person is sure, 100%. But if he says, I think, I'm afraid, I saw that his wife was Mizane, he says, I'm not sure, so then we don't say that he has to divorce her. Because only when he's convinced, when he's taken a tiny bruhah, but if he's not taking a tiny bruhah, so the neighbor we don't say Shabbat Shabbat Yisroel. Now, if we assume that the bocher could not be sure to determine that the Pesach Pesach Matzah, so the neighbor we cannot say Shabbat Shabbat Yisroel. So this is what Rashi says. Nemo Leisho, Vaho, Kishin Adel Razei Yochel Yisgoy, Oral Kishin, Ligabi Nafshe, Yadem Nemo, Shabbat Shabbat Yisroel, Abul Afsi Doksugo, Soloi Nemen. Now, not all the Shemim agree. The Avashemim are Chilek al Rashi. Rashi's Shite is that Rav Lezer who says, Pesach Pesach Matzosi, Nemo Lo Yisrolo, so it's only Ligabi Lo Yisrolo, because of Shavu Nafshu Tehu Yisroel, but to be Mafsi the Ksuvet to be Nishol, so he couldn't. He has no reason, even though he says that he's convinced. Because there is, Shmuel says, So this Rishita means that even though Shmuel says and Reb Lezer doesn't mention we got the Rapsidik Sivoso, but Maromachode we agree. As Rishita means no. The fact that Reb Lezer says Zorina Pesach Pesach Matos in Emole Yisro, and Shmuel says, and doesn't say Nemole Yisro, we never Rapsidik Sivoso. He just says Nemole Yisro. Whereas Shmuel says, after that, Nemole Rapsidik Sivoso. So that indicates that only Shmuel holds that he is Nemole Rapsidik Sivoso. But Reb Lezer holds, Regabi Miksuke, he has no Nemole Yisro. But Regabi Yisro, because of Shabbat Rapsidik Tikkun Yisro, if he says he's 100% convinced that he's Motso Pesach Pesubach, so the name is them. All right, that's Rashi. So you never ask the Kasher of my X-ray to something that but all right, we say Shabbat Rashi to Rishur. Shabbat Rashi to Rishur only implies that what he says, he saw. That we accept in relative to himself, not relative to anybody else, but relative to himself, who doesn't accept as true everything that he says, Bibrius. But he doesn't know. He only says Bibrius, he knows that at the time of the deal of Ishaino, so he found a Ribula. But when did she become Ribula? Whether she was Mizane after the arrest, or she was Mizane before the arrest, that he doesn't know. He doesn't know. Whether she was Mizane the Hotson, or maybe she was raped, that he doesn't know. So the Mele, even though we apply the Aloch of Shabbat Rishon, and relative to himself, we accept as true the thing that he says. What did he say? That he found that in Bulo, but he doesn't know how she became in Bulo, whether Venus or the Rotson, or after Erasin, or before Erasin. That he doesn't know himself. So the Mele, after accepting what he says, so there is still reflexation. There are two possibilities, on the account of which she should be mitzvahed by Eishes Yisrael. Because, let's say, if she was raped, so even if she was mizamed after the arrest, she's mitzvahed by Eishes Yisrael. Eishes Yisrael, she's in Sobeines, is mitzvahed by Eishes Yisrael. V'hi roi mitzvisa, hom mitzvisa mitzvahed. So, one topic is, maybe it was Eishes. Assuming that it was the Rotsen, maybe she was designed the Rotsen before the Eves. So again, she would tell us the Bible. It tells the Bible. So it's a Zweck Zweke, and there is a Loche, that Zweke the Reis is the Chumre. If there is only one subject, but if there is a Zweck Zweke, so it's the Bible. But my Zweck Zweke, so we talk about the Kaffin, we do not talk about something, so we Rotsen, we Zweke, and they just say, so you know what I said, that the Rezer is reference to a case where she is an Ishi Zweke. Now, if an Ishi Zweke, isn't so, so she becomes his owner, and she's a surely bailo, hakeye, even though it's veine. So Mimele, if the king and the husband says Pesachusuah Mitzosi, so he has to divorce her, because there is only one Sophie. The Sophie is, maybe she was in Zame, king of Eres, so it doesn't matter, so she would have a sin, even if it had been brought. But if she was in Zame, after Eres, even if it had been veine, so she's a surah team, so she's his enemy. So she's a surah with Bible Kenya. So in that case, Reb Lezer says, Nemeleis Olof and Besen tells him to the wall. The boy is saying that they should see Israel. Hey, you call me Baguay, you should put some bad emotion in the air, or... So now, Reb Lezer can have reference in they should see Israel, but to a day that took place before she was the emotion in the air. So then the Allah is that it was Selachizrin, it was Selachizrin, some melee, so we cannot say, maybe she was Mizami before the years, she was not even 3 years old, some melee, he couldn't find, so he should find the Pesach Soso. How is it that he found the Pesach Pesuach? So it's a raya that she was Mizami. It shows Mizane after Eres. If the Eres took place before she was 3 years, 3 days, 3 years at the Nechot. Oh, so the subject is only one subject. What is the subject? Maybe she's racist, or maybe it was Venus. So even though after Eres, she's interested. Or maybe it was the Rotsen. So maybe it was Gehotzi. Now, so it means Pesach Pesuach Matzasi, and now she's a Deira, she's already 12 years old. Deira took place before she was 3 years old, the father of the couple. But the Nisuin took place many years later, when she was already a Deira, 12 years old. And now, the first Bia, so he says he found the Pesach Pesuach. So the Melech, the question is, so one thing is sure, that the Znus took place after the Yes, but whether it took place the Yes or the Hotzi, so that we don't know. And we have to say that now she's already 12 years old, because if now she's still 11, so then there's a Locha Pituk Tanis Enisu. So again, she's the Bible. But now she's 12. So she could have been Mizane after she became a Dele, but she could have been Mizane before she became a Dele. So then, whether the Enes or the Hotzi, it was always Enes. So it's only non-Sophi. So the Mele, yes, we was. The body said, this is oil, it comes to Abu, it was about to be shown in Vimechot. Now let's see the Rashi. Vamai, Mitzralot, a few remembers when in Vavos, of the Tachtov, the Shemitz also. Zinso, so became Tachtov, the Shemitz also. So the day is on the Shah, which is Israel, from you and Equus. This is Kishin is also. Hilka Hatsopiko. Who's about the Mushoni? The Ashovic Dela, who can see your Peter, they name it. That's why Rashi emphasizes the Ashovic Dela. Because if now she's only 11 years old, so she's certainly in it. Even if it had been serious, often, I'll forgive it. So Vashim Deva Pitu Yo Pitu, Vei Neinis, Hilka Chatzofi Kike, so Pekin is Sofik Chotz, Avo Sofik Tach Sofik Tach Sofik Leke, Shil Min Valkinu Lechem Elif Tzuleseo, Tzuleo Chetzen, Yim Vam Yisar Asmide, Kwa Mekan Kris Nesu Baayim, Shad Yim Yim Tzim Lechizere. So Yim Yimara Tika Shemai Koma Ashu, Yim Tinyone, Hoi Yim Yim Yisho Kidash, Yim Yim Yimara Tzuleke Kishtan, Hi Muteres Bichrevo, Vuo Ser Bichrevo Seo. So, Hi Muteres Bichrevo, because she did not agree with it. But he has no money relative to himself, but he has no money relative to her. So we know that there is a halacha that relative to oneself, a person has no money. So what kind of a chiddush is Rabbi Elazar telling us? It's a double portion. Because this is something that he certainly could determine with utmost certainty. So that he is in a position to determine for himself with the utmost certainty. Alright. Mike must be on the show, as I'm with the RP. Who are some people say, oh, be more people back, he's on the Shabin and Abshah, the Shabin and Surah. Be more than the Krayv of Shabin and the main big bush. We saw a bush make me a lobby, make it a steel of the Navy. We all call them in as a yam. We find a combination teacher. I will hoche, amen, we take a ship on one. They need Bucky, may come with kindness. Kisovo Shemoto Pesach Pesach. Vein Ikei. Vilito Seya Komashim. Yom HaRebleza Oche. That in the Pesach Pesach Matzosi is the Malay Yisrael and best will tell him to divorce her. Vom HaRebleza Erim Yishon Yisre Salvai Lo Al Yisiki U Yistire U Chimai Seshoyo U Yipashem. So we see that she only becomes Nesrael by law if it was preceded by Kinu Yisfira. With Yisbere, Maise Shehoyo, with Kinu Yisfira Abe. The incident of Dovid and Basheba did not involve Kinu Yisfira. Very Dios Ruo. I mean, there so she was with Teres to Dovid. Holy cash, holy cash. Hey, we should ask our Bible, is the Kinu Yisfira. Me Maise Shehoyo. Do we have a Kinu Yisfira? We will eat. We call Mokim Kashye. Kinu Yisfira Eim, Pesach Pesach Loi, Utamecho Kinu Yisfira Eim, Eim Loi. How is it possible that if Eim will come and they'll testify, that if Eim will come and will testify that they saw that the certain Shishish was Mizane committed adultery, that she will not be a throne? I don't know, how is it possible? El Hochekom, Eim Nisha Nisera Salvaiva, Videcho Del Bishnei, Vikinu Yisfira Eim, אפילו בידי חוד נאמן, פסח פסוח, כי שני עדים דומה. Now, what does the Gemara say? What does the Gemara say? I mean, how could the Gemara have itself a daito that without hating So she's not a soul of Bible. How could the Gemara have such a soul of Bible? So it is obvious. The Gemara did not have that soul of Bible. That without Eidim, so that without King Esther, she could not, she's not a soul of Bible. But there is a halacha in Dovah Shel Be'er Rufat Mishnayim. Now the halacha of in Dovah Shel Be'er Rufat Mishnayim has two aspects. One halacha of in Dovah Shel Be'er Rufat Mishnayim means that we prove it. And the Yechod has no limits. Let's say he's suing, so, and the Yechod has no limits. The Yechod comes and says, the picha on the table is chayret, so he has the limits. Then somebody who needs that chatuche, after the Yechod testified and established that it's chayret, somebody who needs it, so the chayret offers, the Ramam says. Because the Yechod has no limits and he's suing, so the picha becomes whimsical. As chayret, then when two agents see that he needs, that chatikha on the table, so in effect they see that he needs chayret, because al pi yachod it was chuzah, it was established as chayret. Mashim ki baba shebe'er vo, pi yachod is not a mores, we don't believe him. We don't believe him, we don't trust him. So that's one aloche of pi baba shebe'er vo. If pi yachod testifies, he's garsho, we don't accept the testimony. If pi yachod testifies miskacho, we don't accept the testimony. But then there is another aspect of the Rosh Hashanah, that even if it's both us, even if the couple are admitted to each other, he was the Kaddishah, and they both admit they were the Kaddishah, but if they say that he was the Kaddishah not in the presence of two Eidim, so, even though he was the Kaddishah, so there was no Shari in the Ure, but Eides is required to keep Adol. In other words, even I'm Kaddish being Dechot. So, we passed in Cheshish Midrashim. We passed in Cheshish Midrashim. Because there is another aspect in the Halacha of the Dovah Shel Be'er Rufat Mishnayim. We keep Adol. So, in other words, the Havamin of the Gemara was that since there are two Halachas in the Dovah Shel Be'er Rufat, one aloha is that he is not, that he is brure and Yahweh is not enough. Now, this aloha is not shayach when the husband himself testified. Because if the husband himself testified that he saw that his wife was his daughter, so then we have to apply the aloha of Shavu Nashim to the Yisurah. So, relative to himself, he is the monist because of Shavu Nashim to the Yisurah. So we cannot say in Dovah Shel Be'er Rufat Mishnayim and Yahweh is not enough. Here there is a special kind of monist, relative to himself. But there is another aloha of Dovah Shel Be'er Rufat Mishnayim. Likim adoha. So the Mele, even if Nidechot, even if we know they'll both be made that he was Mikadishah. He was Mikadishah. But since they say that he was Mikadishah in the presence of no Eidim, not in the presence of two Eidim, so the Mele, she doesn't require a get. So the more, why? Because it requires a Eidim adoha. So the Gemara and the Havamim assume that since Zinso is a matter of Dovah Shel Be'er Rufat, so just as we say, if Nidechot will come to Bezin and he'll say he's an eyewitness that the Mishishishu of Mizana, so Bezin will not offer the woman to her husband because Nidechot has no name on it, so Zinso is also a minion of Dovah Shel Be'er Rufat, so maybe the other minion of Dovah Shel Be'er Rufat is Dovah Shel Be'er Rufat. The Kima Baruch also applies to the substance Zinso. So anyway, when he says, Pesach Usuach Matzosi, so he has mnemonis as far as the Libur is concerned, relative to himself, but the Kima Baruch, we require to aid. So the Libur's Maskoni is no. When we say, in the Dovah Shel Be'er Rufat Mishnayim, the Kima Baruch, then that is only Shayach, when someone affects a certain chalins, through his mindset, through his das, mashainkins, so dushin, gerashin, or even in the kinu, because there is a special aloha that if the Baal was becoming initially autistic and plainly, if they shnei eidim, so then, and then she is mister, or so she becomes a soul of the Baal, unless she says in my memory. Otherwise, she is a soul of the Baal. So kinu also is his mindset that affects a certain halens with his das. Or keeping dushin, so the ma'aseh baal that makes her migdashes, So if it's a little bit heavy, so it has no chalitz. Mashalik is smooth. Smooth is something that is mimele. It's not the bayah. Asasa. Mimele. If she is in so, she becomes also a bayah. So mimele, the aloha, the adabi of the Yom HaShavah for the Shraim has no application to any use. And the havamin of the Gemara was that not only the Rivuve aspect of Yom HaShavah was Shraim applies to his news, but even the Rikim Adobo aspect of Yom HaShavah also applies to his news. And that was going to be more. Utamecho kim yistirayin in the way Allah has come out. Eino yisho neeseres al vaylo bin dechot, elu bishneini. Vikim yistirayin afilo bin dechot. The Bible, the Pesach Pesuach, relative to himself, is Kishnei, only relative to himself, not relative to the whole world. See now. Oh, Vichy Teime, Maise Shoyo, Mawel Sro, seems that only the Halochi of Livruve, the Domash Bel, the Domash Bel, the Livruve aspect of the Domash Bel, the Mayim, applies to his news. But the Likima Domash aspect of the Domash Bel, the Mayim, doesn't apply to his news. So how was David allowed to keep Hashanah? Alright, he committed the chet. So he did tshuva for it. But David was a tzaddik. So how was he allowed to keep Hashanah? Ma'aseh Shoyo, he himself knew. It, in regard to himself, we didn't have to be mevarech. So Beis Din couldn't force him to divorce him. But, the best we couldn't force him to divorce her. But David himself should have divorced her because Kishem Shasur on the Baal, Kachasur on the Baal. Nitnei, the retainment, Maise Shehoyo, Nitnei Malo Yisro, Hosom Inesam. Because it was an Ines. Now we do not have to say that the Pshat in the Gemara is Inesade, that it was Mamish Ines. Because maybe it wasn't Mamish Ines. But maybe there was a meaning of it too, but the Gemara in Sanhedrin says that at that time of the incident, Basheva was a Ktama. Basheva was a Ktama at that time. So Memele, there is a locha of Pitu Ktama Enesi. So I believe it was an Enes. So we see from this Gemara, because one could argue, if there hadn't been this Gemara, that this aloha, that a Shishi Shezim Sobe Enes, is Mukeres, that applies only to the Baal. So, if she was Mitzamah Beinah, she would tell us her husband. But as far as the Aloche of Kishim Shasur of the Baal, Kachasur of the Baal is concerned, after all, if the Baal is the Baalis, so she could be Asur to him, even though it was Beinah. In regard to the Baal, so if she was Beinah, so he didn't do it. So Mimele, she's Mutaris. But as far as Kishim Shasur of the Baal, Kahasur of the Baal is concerned, he was the man is the Baal, she should be Asur to him anyway. We could argue that way. So you see, the Gemara doesn't say like that. So how do we see from this Gemara? That the Yisrael Baal is contingent upon the Yisrael Baal. It emanates from the Yisrael of the Baal. In other words, when she is not Asur of the Baal, she cannot be Asur of the Baal. Now, we saw at the beginning of Sures, so we saw in Rabbi Tam Shittis that if an Eishes Yisrael was Mizamer in an Akum, and then the Akum was Mizgayer, and then And then he wants to, and of course, the first husband died on Tigray Get. So, and then the Akum Begea wants to marry her, so Rabbi Tam was martyred. Did the Akum Begea to marry? But Shem Shasol Ibao and Shasol Ibao. So Rabbi Tam says, the Bias Akum could be a baby. So then the Akum become a cautious, Mishnah Mifreshes, that Elisha Shemel Bishop of the Akum, so we see that Elisha is Israel, that was Mizanel with an Akum, so she's Shasol Ibao. So we say that Rabbi Tam only says it with Gabe. Because that depends upon the Maisa Avera of the Kishish, the Israelites. And since Bias Akum is the Himo, Zir Masusim is a Muslim, so it's Mufke of the Israel Arayas of the Kishish, Bias Akum. But Musik is, so we may regarding the Baal, she's a Soro. And we mentioned the Barik, that the Asor in Baal doesn't depend upon the Maisa Avera of Arayas. Because the Marik says, even if she's Naras Muter, and even when she did it Kedin, let's say like Esther, when she went to Asher, so then she was enforced, or Yoel, she was also a soul of Bible. So it's a special aloha, it doesn't depend upon the Maisavere, upon the Mao Badishem, Maisavere of Marais. So in Mele, even though Bias Akum is to be a Behemo, so it only means that it's Mufti of Israelis, of Israelis, of Israelis. But it's Musi Tis, so Meir Bal Tosa. Mashinkin Gabi Beyal, that's based upon Israelis. So we see that there is no necessary equation between that Asur Bal and Asur Beyal. And Asur Beyal. Here we see that there is a connection. So the answer is this. According to Rabbi Tam, it's possible. That even if the woman is a soli baal, but with Bayon she's not a soul. But the converse cannot be. In other words, if she is muteris with Bayon, so then with Bayon she cannot be a soul. With Bayon is a soul. In other words, according to Rabbi Tam, so we see that the nation is soul, she's in soul. So it's possible that she should be a soul by law, but with Bayon not. With Bayon not. But that she should be muteris with Bayon. And be a soul. And be a soul with Bayon. That's impossible. That's impossible. Alright. So we can take the mind to show you how to do our school, so we can say, 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 Get Christus case we stay. You see, the Zohir Hot Kit Kini show in the Slasso Gosom Tika. My Vasa Gosom Tika, Tolerabese, Glory Mamu Robin, they will be known. So according to Rashi, anyone who went out to Mechemes Bizdori, to Mechemes show, so he used to give a get we stay out now. In other words, if he will not come back from the battlefield, from the Muhammad, even if he will remain alive. As long as he will not come and fetch home from the Muhammad, so she should be Mugereshes, Ve'alim. And according to Rabbi Tam, so there was no plan. So the practice was that everyone who went out to Muhammad Bizdobi gave the get to his wife. Gave the get to his wife unconditional. It was a get without any conditions. And those who returned, so they had to be Mikavish again. What did the Kihanim do? So if we say that Kihanim did not have to serve in the war, so then there is no Kavish. So if we say that Kihanim also had to serve in the war, so then there is a Kavish. So maybe from the Shinas Rabbitam, it's a riot that Kihanim did not have to serve in the war, because if Kihanim also participated in Muhammad Bizdavi, so how could such a practice be set up? I mean, that everyone who goes to Mechemes Bizdobi, so gives a get without conditions. And then every soldier that came back home had to remarry her again. But vis-à-vis Kehanim, so it's in Grusha's upstate, and the Kehanim is also a big Grusha, even if it's his own Grusha. All right, now get up. My sister, Basheva, it is great.
Jochem Omer Maishoy Yom Diyad Kino. Say the Yoshi Ariya, the Nes Ariya, Nes Rav Hodomi. The kind of teaching that's all the Balka, that's all the Beer. Holy cash, go on, Shimon, who shall we teach you in a blazer? Holy Komari, you should be Sarasa Violin, Kikim with Spirit, my Joyo, my Bashev on the Lady King. So you shall keep the Spirit of your school. Ain't you worried, beat me off, who shall you see so shaman in the Saturday with Kino? Vox seek him once by our Domo, Void on his Asuro, and you should be Sarasa Violin Devil, the Yahweh Domo Domo Momo, the Kim is still in the Kino of the Shinistro Hakino. After Devil. אפילו אין ביטום אלו ידיחות נאמון, תכסיבי דעים בו לא ממעת, אבל כשמראי די כאן שניים, כרחמון אין אין בו תרי אל אחד, ואומית ויסע אסורו של וי מדום, שזים צדר כנרו וניסטרו, וידיחות מידו שאין תנאיו, ומחרו איתי שהוא החנוע של כסף מסוח וישראל אחר שני מדומה, שאני לא בבואו לו, שניבה לו, נגמר לו אסור על דובי, שערי דים הרבים, הרבי יודו, אני, so, so this is question is, what do you mean, you do it, Abby, how do you know they didn't see this news they didn't see? So Thesis explains it. So Thesis explains it because David himself, he knew. Alright. But from Rashi, it's Mashma, the Malus who are going to read him Harbiyot. I read Babiyot. Now Thesis Kashi is, we come to the role of the Makro Mishifers. She became other Mishimim. Alright, so that, so this is Esther and Thesis. The halacha means that it's not necessary that they should see the machlo mishpares. But it looking zeh v'zeh, so we can be mechalek. But there it wasn't even looking zeh v'zeh, they didn't see anything. There was just a call. Just a call. And David was made it. All right, but he certainly is not a made of himself. So why does it, why the things say, so things is good and let the kasha in the stronger terms. We come, okay, we roll as a maise's news. That's how they should have asked. Anyway, so why does Asher say, Shari, how do we need the other? We'll discuss it next year. All right. Now, get this business day, she will be Muhammad, you get the answer was a army, so we are Muhammad. This is the show, the Sahih, the Muhammad, the Shari, the Hami, Shahi, the Muhammad, so they see the glory of Robin, they will know it will be Tika, Tika, the name of the game. All right, now, for next time, we should go over this big morning. You should go over the Gemara up to the next Mishnah, with the Thesis, until Wednesday. So we can go over the whole Gemara up to the next Mishnah, with all the Thesis. Alright, so we got the Tanakh in the Sabbath. So Kate Makhidele is different. The Tepa was different. But it says to do only the Tepa was doing the Sabbath. So you can say, Shanatella. But it's not a godless answer. So you do, it has nothing to do with the Tepa. So you got to
hurt. Why did it have much more than the Tepa? It's much more than the Tepa. But the Tepa is not the Tepa. So you can even help.
Alright, because today it's Tano cannot be Sabbath. But think about before, so Jesus says, we've got the Amen, the Kofi is not daily, but think about before, so the Kofi was able to be. Yeah. So it's Ishtana Teba, but there is not even. Yeah, I don't know. What? Many years, thousands of years.
And Rashi wanted to put right away from
between the time of David HaMelech and the time of Chazal, you don't say how many
people. Rashi would put right from the last test, she became a Gedola at the back of Hannah, and she was called from Shalashana, and now she was a Gedola when the Mitzvah took place. But according to that, why does he want to do that? And say the case of a prophet would be when she was at Katana, which is the prophecy of the Gedola. They said that it was talking about when she was at Katana. The father was a Catholic business, she was a Catholic. And if there was people then, it's fine. And it would only be one son.
So what is your passion?
Why does the father have to say that she was a son? I'm just saying that the topic is that she was the father was a Catholic business when she was a
Catholic. Yeah, I mean, Rachel's Israel. This is Israel.
She was a
Catholic. She's a Catholic. Now she's a Catholic.
Doesn't have to say what she was a
Catholic. Yeah, now she's a Catholic. And now she's a Tanya. So, and now she's a Tanya. So I understand, so she's certainly a Tanya. If now
no, it's not that.
So in certain days.
Why? Because the world brings down two things. That's either a car or a cat or a dog.
Yeah,
they put the thing in the car. Because you only have one suffix. If it was the one with the katana, if the father of the couple was with the katana, if she was well, it was obvious.
Understand? I mean, she was not Mikabel. The father was Mikabel when she was already Jewish.
Let's
and what is she now?
Still now she's a Kashmir dog.
Now she's a Israel. Now she's a Israel.
So you only have one topic.
What is the topic?
You only have the topic after Kedusha. But you want to do that much of the dollars here
tonight.
No, if the father was Mikabel, after she was Jewish.
Then it would be a
No, it wouldn't be Mohomo. It would be for two reasons. But for two reasons she would be Mekabel. It would still involve his vexator. The fact, on the contrary, I mean, it would be, because for two reasons, if she was Mizana before the Gushin, so she would be Mekabel because it would be an Eles. And apart from Eles, even if there hadn't been our Lord help Peter Tana in the sea, she still would be with us because she was a Jew.
Right.
So the name is his vexator again. Couldn't be. No, of course, it would still be his vexator again. It couldn't be more humble than if she would be with us only for one reason. The fact that she is with us in the event of one contingency for two reasons wouldn't make it more humble. Yes.
They want to send it to you. So you write your name, and you write your address. Now, I have two of them. I can give it to you. But then, I said to him, oh, I can. You should tell me your address. So I'll write it down right now.
I don't think that they need you to ask that. This is just.
Well, I mean, they have to send it.
No, this is if the Roshi will send it to me.
But that's the way. I mean, they don't know. They will need the car, in their car, another car here. So they don't know. Now, they ask for your address, for the applicant's address. You are the applicant.
Mm-hmm. But I think that this is.
They will inform you whether you need to admit it or not.
Yeah.
Okay. So you want me, I should write my address and they'll inform me.
No. I think that this is only if you want to send this envelope to me. Because I have to send a whole packet of things to them, and this is included.
Oh, so I can see it, and then you send it, and you might get it. Okay, so, all right, fine, okay. So I'll see it, but the other letters, we are going to use it in close time. Okay, that's one show.
the Tata sometimes, I don't know, there's certain things about the way he makes up his mind, but he thinks it's a second, and then he thinks it's another one. He thinks in one way with respect to progress, the very good is to resolve that stress of the beginning of progress. So when it comes to anything, sometimes I'm not saying that that's the rule that you don't understand. Think about the place you think of it.
Yeah.